In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The Gospel takes us back this morning to the Sea of Galilee, where Jesus passed about 3 years of his time, of his life, teaching and preaching. And here, with St. Mark today, we are reading about Jesus taking care of the crowd that came to that area. And that area, when you see it on your map, you see that we are between the Gerasene area, east to the Sea of Galilee, the Decapolis area, north, west, and to Phoenicia, north. But mainly in the Galilee, the Upper Galilee area. And we think that the crowd was from these areas coming to meet Jesus and to listen to his teaching. So the words that we read, by the end of the day, means that he had to pass the whole day taking care of teaching, loving, befriending the crowd who came to meet him. And by the end of a day, we feel tired. And this is why we have this beautiful verse in St. Mark's Gospel. The disciples are going to take care of Jesus. And they take him as he was. As he was means in this context, he was already tired and he needs rest. And this is why when we follow with the reading, we see him sleeping on the boat. And here we have the storm. I witnessed that storm 3 times in my life. When the wind is coming from the north, Mount Hermon, going down to the south, strong wind may really create a storm. It doesn't happen that often, but now and then we have it. And then we have our brothers, the disciples, between faith and doubt. They know that he is there, but they doubt if he's going to intervene. And this is why they are going to ask him the question, don't you care, teacher? Don't you care, we are about to perish? I would like you to imagine the scene as we speak about it. You are in the sea, a boat, struggling against a storm. And the one you may rely on to save you is sleeping. Don't you care, Lord, teacher? And then we see the Lord rebuking the wind, giving orders to the waves, and everything is still. What do we read with that? That he never forsakes us. Even when we think that he is not taking care of us, he is there. He can rebuke the storms in our lives. Make the waves still. And maybe with the disciples, we may ask, who is this? That even, as St. Matthew says in his gospel, even the wind and the waves obey him. This is really a text to tell us that God cares for us. Even when we think that he is not, How many times in our lives we think that we are on our own? We are struggling against difficulties, problems, and we think that He is absent, He is sleeping. Though He is there and is calling us, saying, "Why are you afraid? Where is your faith? You have faith in Jesus? I'm sure we do. So why to be afraid? Be sure He is with you. He is with us, even when we think that He is not." And then coming to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, the text continues saying to us, He's going to continue to take care of those who are excluded from inside Israel. As soon as the boat landed, we have a man possessed by the evil spirit who is coming to Jesus, and Jesus is going to meet him and to heal him. Nobody is excluded in Jesus' ministry, in Jesus' mission, in Jesus' love. Nobody is excluded. This is why the day we call it, you see, when we read it in our Eastern churches in Jerusalem, Nazareth, the Galilee area, the Sunday of Jesus' care for everybody. Starting with the people coming from all sides, though the disciples would have been certainly surprised, how come that He is taking care of the people of Israel, and with them the people of Decapolis and the people of Phoenicia? They have nothing to do with the Messiah. They had to think about, who is this man? And then He continues His care again with the disciples themselves, reminding us 365 times in scriptures, "Don't be afraid." 365 times. "Don't be afraid. Go ahead. I am with you." And this is a blessing to be with you today, blessing to celebrate the Holy Eucharist with this congregation, with this beautiful team of clergy led by Father Lay, with a choir that I don't forget, since the last time I had a promise that you would come to the Holy Land. And I hope that you will come to the Holy Land. So thank you very much again for giving me this occasion to speak on behalf also of our Christians in Nazareth, the Galilee, Jerusalem, Bethlehem, for the great care that you are giving for us, which I read in these words: "Let us go to the other side." On the side, you felt the call to go to the other side, and you did it, and we are grateful for your assistance, help, and support for the students that you are supporting. Thankful also for the committee, scholarship committee that you have here, that continues to give us a sign of your love and the fruits of your charity. Let us continue with the Lord, taking care of each other, keeping hope, because it is a part of our faith. The Holy Land needs your prayer first before any other support, and then your love, and finally your support. May the Lord bless you now and forever. Amen.